Shiras Azecha Nishmas, Rachel Bas Shimon, Chanoch Ben Yitzchak, Yaakov Zev Ben Nachum Yosef, Elio Ben David, Avram Abba Ben Alter Chaim, Chaim Tzvi Aryeh Ben Baruch. The tefillah we just davened is the last one for a little while, which we'll be reciting B'Sein Bracha as of Mairiv. In a matter of minutes, we will be beginning the recital of a saint, Halamotel of Racha. So if one neglects, as of this evening, to say the saint, Halamotel of Racha, what should I do? Once I've completed the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, so the halacha allows me to insert the recital of the saint Halamotel of Racha into the bracha of Shema Kolenu. Now there are some poskim that understandably are worried, if you forgot the saint Halamotel of Racha in Baruch Aleinu, you're going to forget it in Shema Kolenu also. So there's those poskim that say, if you remember right after Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, don't trust yourself to wait until Shema Kolenu. Just say that phrase, V'sein Talamatul of Racha, right then and there. Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, oops, V'sein Talamatul of Racha, and then continue on with the next bracha, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Chayruseinu. That's one approach in poskim. Others say, you forgot to say it in Baruch Aleinu, you remember after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, wait until Shema Kolenu. When you get to Shema Kolenu, so at that point where one has the option of inserting various tfilos, at the point where you say, Umilfanecha Malkeinu Reikam Al Tishivenu, right there one can insert that phrase, either V'sein Talamatul of Racha, according to some, or according to others, V'sein Talamatul of Racha Al Pnei Ha'adama, either one, and then you continue on with Ki Atah Shemea Tfilas Amcha Yisrael Barachamim. That's if one remembers to say it in Shema Kolenu. If you remember right after Shema Kolenu, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei HaTfilah, oops, then you say that same phrase right then and there, Saint Talamatul of Racha, or Saint Talamatul of Racha Pnei Adama, then continue on to Ritzei. Once you've started Ritzei, you've got to go back to Baruch Aleinu, which isn't as bad as finishing Shemoneh Esrei, and then having to start the whole Shemoneh Esrei all over again. So that is, as of this evening, 12 minutes from now, bear in mind the V'sein Talamatul of Racha switch. Perhaps worthwhile as well to try and briefly review why it is that we are saying V'sein Talamatul of Racha as of this evening. The Gemara and the Mishnah and Tainus Daf Yud tell us that whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they began reciting V'sein Talamatul of Racha as of Zayin Mar Cheshvan, because that's already when the rain was and is needed in Eretz Yisrael, so we daven for the rain earlier on in the year. But in Golos, in Chutz La'aretz, in countries distant from Eretz Yisrael, times of the Gemara was Bavel, but it works for us here as well, where rain was presumed not to be as needed, as desperately, as early as in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that they would wait until the 60th day of Tekufas Tishrei. Tekufas Tishrei referring to the season of the fall, of the autumn. The four Tekufos mentioned in Chazal, Tekufas Nisan corresponding to spring season, Tekufas Tammuz corresponding to the summer season, Tekufas Tishrei corresponding to the autumn, and then Tekufas Teves corresponding to the winter. Four seasons, and each of those seasons begins, of course, with whether it be the summer solstice to start off the summer, or the autumn equinox to start off the fall, the winter solstice to start off the winter, and then the spring equinox to start off the spring. And so with regard to the recital of a saint Talamatar, Chazal say, you calculate when is the halachically presumed date of the Tekufas Tishrei, the autumn equinox, the day on which, astronomically speaking, daylight and dark should be equal. And then you count starting with that day of the autumn equinox, Tkufas Tishrei, you count 60 days. The 60th day is the day on which you begin recital of a Sein Talmud Matar. And because the halachic day begins the previous night, so we begin with Ma'ariv of that 60th day into Tkufas Tishrei. That's when we begin to say the Sein Talmud Matar. Now, adding all that together, you would expect that therefore, if I'm starting the Sein Talmud Matar the night preceding December 6th, the night preceding December 5th in other years, you expect this to be roughly 60 days after the autumn equinox, which astronomically speaking it is not, because the autumn equinox is September 21st, and if you count 60 days backwards from December 5th or 6th, most likely will not end up with September 21st. And that discrepancy is due to the fact that halacha utilizes not a astronomically precise calculation of when the equinox is, even though Chazal could have chosen to do so had they wished to do so, but since they were preparing a calendar for the average individual to be able to utilize and to make it as user-friendly as possible, they simplified the solar calendar to a certain degree, and therefore they took into account not a solar calendar that has a annual cycle of 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds, which would be more accurate, but they assumed a solar cycle of 365 days and 6 hours, just to make it round it off, make it simple for the less mathematically inclined among us. And for that reason, the halacha's approximation of when the equinox falls out is somewhat astronomically inaccurate. It assumes a solar year of 365 days and 6 hours, which, as we just described, is a little bit more than it really should be.
Is that the reason now? Because next year is...
Precisely, yes. That's precisely correct. Correct. Our calculation of 365 days and 6 hours is the calculation utilized by the Julian calendar, promulgated back in 46 BCE, which lasted until the 1580s when the Gregorian calendar was instituted in its place. But the Julian calendar assumes that rough estimation of the solar year being 365 days and 6 hours. That Julian calendar, or halacha's calendar for those purposes, recognizes that we're using a rough estimation. And therefore, consider the following. If the actual solar calendar, meaning the solar cycle, the amount of time it takes for the Earth to orbit the sun, is 365 days and, let's assume for a moment, 6 hours. Yet, the calendar doesn't consist of half days. Calendar consists of full days. So when I end my solar year on my calendar with December 31st, which is 365 days, I recognize that the actual orbit of the Earth around the sun is not concluded yet. It's got 6 hours to go, approximately. Okay, nunu, nishke farlach. So 1 year goes by, and the Earth is huffing and puffing to catch up to my calendar date. It's 6 hours behind. I then conclude my second year on my calendar. Another December 31st comes and goes. By this point in time, the Earth has not 6 hours to go to catch up, but it's got 12 hours to continue orbiting the sun before it really catches up, so to speak, to my calendar date. Then a third year goes by. At this point already, I'm starting January 1st, but after 3 years of being imprecise with my calendar, the true orbit of the Earth around the sun is now not 12 hours behind me, but 18 hours behind me. Which means, using this Julian calendar approach, I might be starting off my January 1st of the coming year, when in fact, astronomically speaking, the Earth will not complete its cycle around the Earth the Earth will not complete its orbit around the sun for almost another 18 hours. And after 4 years of this imprecision in my calculations, I'm now starting off my January 1st of the next year, when in fact the Earth has another full day, 24 hours to go before it actually catches up, astronomically speaking, to what I am assuming is the new solar year. Which is why every 4 years, the Julian calendar adds in an extra day in February to basically stall the calendar for a day to give the Earth a chance to huff and puff and catch up with its orbit around the sun so that it's more or less in line with what I'm assuming to be the solar date on the calendar. So that's why this year, since this coming February is what they call a solar leap year, there's an extra day, a 29th day added to February every 4 years, 2020 being such a year on the solar calendar where there's an added day in February added in. So now consider the following. In about 3 months or so, roughly, in a few months' time, we're going to be adding in an extra day, because right now, then, we're essentially a full day ahead of the actual orbit of the Earth around the sun. So for that reason, this year, we pushed off the beginning of a Sein Talmud Mutar an extra night. Usually we say it on December 4th for the first time. This year we're saying it for the first time today, on December 5th. Why? Because since we're about to add an extra day in February, that means that at this point right now, we are almost a full day ahead of the actual orbit of the Earth around the sun, so we're therefore postponing the recital of Talmud Mutar because we're assuming that the calendar date is actually a full day ahead of the actual astronomical equinox as calculated by Chazal using their estimation of what the solar cycle actually is, 365 plus 6 hours. So that's why we are beginning this recital of the Sein Talmud Mutar tonight. Again, the night of December 5th. In other years, which don't precede a solar leap year, we would begin the night of December 4th.